Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, and we're very happy that we are brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler, Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And we have in our studio today, for the very first time, we have Rachel George on our program. Rachel, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for coming down here on this Sunday. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good. What would you like to play for us first?
I'm going to play an original song. It's called Lies.
Okay. Yep. Here's Rachel George here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Don't you dare dream of me. You're only sorry. because you got caught. I bet you're telling her that this is my fault. You keep on saying what you want me to hear, but it goes out the other ear. A lie, a lie, and a lie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Under at Sunrise with Rachel George here on a Sunday morning. And before we go any further, why don't you introduce who you're playing with here today?
I am playing with Ben Lassiter on dobro.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, everybody.
Welcome to the show, Ben. I know you've wanted to be on the show a long time, and here you are.
Yeah. It's really a good pleasure to be out here. I've known just about at least half of the people in the Hampton Roads have played on this station. I've at least shared the stage with them at least at one point in time, so it's nice to finally see the inside of the big house.
The big studio.
Right.
Well, Rachel, thanks for coming on the show. Now, you're from the western part of the state, correct?
It's more kind of central. I'm from Luray, but mostly whenever I kind of tell people about it, I always say, hey, have you ever heard of Luray Caverns? And usually they'll either say, yeah, I went there in like third grade, or they say no. And then I usually say, oh, never mind. You probably will never hear about it.
Well, I must tell you, I went to the Luray Caverns in the third grade as well. It was quite an experience, I must say. It's one of the big natural, isn't it one of the big natural what am I trying to say?
Caverns.
They're natural wonders. Natural wonders of the world. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's really pretty. It's just it's very small. Mm-hmm. So
they do say that Luray has the second highest wedding population in America.
Oh, yeah, I guess they would be.
More people get married around in Luray. And they even have inside the caverns, they have a piano that will actually take little rubber pins and hit the stalagmites or stalactites and get a certain pitch out of it.
Really?
And it'll ring throughout the whole cavern. So they claim it to be the world's largest piano because it's like an acre long of a piano.
And people come from miles around to hear the wedding march played on the cavern.
Yeah, I think the locals are probably a little tired of the song.
Yeah, I think it's like they do like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something. I haven't been there in a few years, but
yeah. Where are you living now? You're probably not living there.
Right now I guess technically I'd say Radford, just because I'm going to Radford University, and I'll be graduating I guess this December, so I'm just kind of hanging out there until I can start being an adult, technically.
What have you been studying there?
Well, I study production technology, so basically what you're doing right now, that's kind of my future.
Oh, really?
And then I also got, I just finished up my minor in music performance.
Oh, okay. So you're in it for the long haul. You want to do this as an occupation.
For the most part, I think the idea of like being a musician would be really cool. And then I'm really, really into film. So I think if I could maybe get a job as like maybe filming TV shows, or especially like TV writing, like Tina Fey, like I want her job.
Oh,
basically.
You do?
Yeah. She's
you
really
like
cool.
To produce something.
Yeah. Definitely write. Mm. I think that'd be really cool.
Excellent. Well, when did you start songwriting?
I wrote my first song when I was, I'm going to say either 13 or 14, and I never showed it to anyone because it was garbage. And then I guess I never really sang or like did anything in front of anyone until I was about like probably like 17, 18 almost. And then I actually started playing in front of people around the time I got to college. So
yeah.
It's been kind of new.
Well, that song you did sounded kind of personal. there was a lot in that.
Yeah. I like to make my songs a little personal because I mean, like it's music and it's very powerful. And when you can write a song and you can make it kind of about something you've either been through or something that you strongly believe in, I mean, that's how it reaches people the most. So
great. We're talking with Rachel George here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another one for us here?
Sure.
Well, what's the name of this one?
This is called Insomniac.
Insomniac. Okay, here's Rachel George here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you. wash your bed sheets and hope it won't hit you yet. And convince yourself you're crazy, there's something wrong with your head. Turn off your cell phone, make sure you lock the front door. And pretend that there's a reason you like to sleep on the floor. And just say that it's your fault, but it's not really your fault. Some people like to think they're stronger, but they're wrong.
Sunrise here with Rachel George, along with Ben Lassiter. Ben, that is a really nice dobro you got there for all the dobro players out there. What kind of dobro is that?
This is actually a it's made by Regal, and I've been playing on this for probably about 5 years now. I bought it in New York City at a guitar center, and it's been really good. I'm pretty much I feel like I'm ready to move up to the next step of like a Paul Beard or a Shearhorn or something like that. You know, one of the big time dobros. You know, to go out and spend a couple $1,000s, but this one's been really nice. I've been happy with the way it sounds and just a fresh change of strings, and it sounds like a totally different instrument after 2 weeks of hard playing on it.
Do you have to polish that? Because I must say it is bright and
yeah,
and reflective. You can see yourself in
it. Yeah, you know, it looks like a hubcap in the sun. I try to keep it polished. You know, I got a couple electric guitars and so forth, and they're pretty much, a lot of them are workhorses, so they see a lot of the road and a lot of shows, and after a while you get a lot of wear and tear and, you know, nicks and scratches. I've tried to take really good care of this by cleaning it and stuff, and I've actually, the chrome where my hand rests on top of the cap, it's actually started to wear off, and I got these really cool bronze spots on it, you know. So I guess if you play an instrument, it'll age, and I expect in about 20 years, if I keep it up, it'll just look terrible. Terribly cool, though. It's all about looking cool, you know.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
So if you can put a lot of wear and tear on an instrument on yourself over the past few years, you know, it's that's a cool way to have an instrument.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, have you done any recording at all, or have you got some songs together you're going to try to record?
I've got a couple songs. I think it'd be really cool to do like an EP or something. But as far as I guess like actual professional recording, I've never really done any of that. I've got some friends at Radford. My roommate, actually, he's really into music business, so he recorded me for like some kind of project.
But, oh, okay. Would you? When would you feel that you would want to put something out, or you think anything like this year, next year, year after that?
Probably definitely within the next year. I think that would be really cool. I feel like I need to write a little bit more so far. Because, I mean, like, I've got a lot of songs, but it's like there's only a few songs and I'm just like, yes, these are the ones that I want on like a CD or something.
Now, you've been here during the summer, right? Or you've been back and forth?
I've been all over the place.
Really?
I got back from London in late June, and I've been staying with Ben here in Hampton ever since, because I guess once I got back, it was kind of like in the middle of summer, so no one wants to hire anyone for only 2 months. Yeah, so I've kind of been taking it easy, I guess, here at the beach.
So when do you go back to Radford?
Later this month, I move into my new place, and then I start the semester, I think, like on the 29th or something.
And then you graduate, like, in January, or will you graduate in the spring?
Oh, I'll graduate right before Christmas, basically, in December.
Okay, well, that's cool. I bet you'll be happy when that happens.
I will be so happy. I'm going to take the longest nap ever.
It's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you do a major and a minor.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. What else would you like to play for us here?
This is a song that I wrote probably about a year and a half ago, so.
Okay, what's it called?
Not sure. I haven't really named it too much. It was originally called Holland Song, but I don't think the name really stuck.
So this is untitled.
Yeah, we'll say that for now.
The Deep Tracks.
The Deep Tracks by,
yeah,
by Rachel George. Here's Rachel George here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you. Rachel George here on Hunter at Sunrise, accompanied here by Ben Lassiter on the dobro. So you have a very precise way of playing the guitar. Anyone ever told you that?
No, but that sounds cool. Yeah.
When did you learn how to play the guitar?
Well, I picked it up I want to say I was probably like 11.
Uh-huh.
11, but I never really got actually serious about it until I was probably like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
So that's when I started, I guess, like getting like more of like a style of playing.
I see. I see. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Rachel George and Ben. Thanks for coming on the show.
It's been fun. I'm glad I finally got to see what's going on.
Now you're in with the in crowd.
I'm cool now.
You're cool now.
You'll get a jacket in the mail.
This is on the bucket list of everybody. Be on the show.
Yeah.
I'm welcome. I'm glad you were able to make it down here on a Sunday morning. Rachel George and Ben Laster here on Hunter at Sunrise.